Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Live from Smokejack Barbecue in Alpharetta, Georgia. Hour one of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right now. I am your most lovable chat host, Eric Von Hessler. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Guess what? I'm not alone. The other voices, the doctrinaires, are here with me. Man of a thousand voices, Tim Andrews is here. I know it's going to sadden many of you, but autumn is off today, so let's hear an aw.
Aww.
But we do have the handsomest producer in all of producery, Jared Yamamoto is here. Woo! Wow, this place is packed. I was just saying before we went on the air, I had a nightmare last night that I was going to show up and no one was here. We have overflow capacity here at Smoke Jack Barbecue. I feel like Bruce Springsteen. We got a crowd behind us, a crowd in front of us. I feel like I'm playing in the round. It's fantastic, Jared. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. You're in the sweet spot over there.
What does that mean, the sweet spot?
The sweet spot is the place where you can hear yourself, but you're not echoing back.
Oh, very good. Are you? Is that your way of telling me to get into the sweet spot?
I think you're doing a fantastic job working this crowd.
That's right. I like to be out there with the people. You know, I'm not one of these guys that show up and I've got headphones and I'm looking down the whole time.
Yeah, don't talk to me. I'm busy.
Yeah, That's Tim Andrews' job. So can I walk out here? I'll be fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. They came here to see a show, so I guess let's do the show. Let's do this.
Headlines for Friday, May 11th.
That's what it is. Friday, May 11th. What are the headlines? And I don't want headlines that are going to bring me down.
Well, this one won't bring
you
down.
Don't start off with downer headlines. It's a beautiful day, and these people here don't want to be brought down, right? We're here to party. Give me some party headlines.
Well, President Trump officially unveiled his 2020 campaign slogan at a rally in Indiana last night.
I know you're going to play that. I read this morning that it was officially unveiled, but I heard it before at a different rally a few weeks ago, didn't I?
This is the official announcement.
Oh, really?
Official.
So the last time he said it at a rally, that wasn't official.
No, this is the official
one. This is the official now. Well, since it's the official announcement, then let's hear it.
Our new slogan for 2020. You know what it is? Keep America great.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it already.
CAG.
What is that again?
CAG.
Keep America great.
I had a couple that I was workshopping.
Oh, yeah. Well,
bring America greatness.
That's a little long.
New American greatness.
All right.
And another one that said, finally America. Well, we're not going to use that one.
That wouldn't work.
No, not that these
wouldn't, That wouldn't work.
CAG.
I like CAG. So if we're going to go from MAGA to CAG.
MAGA to CAG.
You know what? I noticed I didn't see a lot of that rally last night. I saw a little bit of snippet this morning. And does this guy sleep?
No.
Do you ever sleep?
I have a wonderful pod in which I rest for half-hour increments every 10 hours.
So it's just cat naps.
It's a wonderful pod because not only do I get to rest, I get my tan in there.
So it's a rest and a spray.
They spray me and I get to nap.
Because I was thinking, I start at 2:45 in the morning. You were, welcoming the detainees.
Those beautiful, wonderful detainees. They were wonderful.
Yes, wonderful.
Beautiful, alive, not sick.
Very good.
Not beaten to within an inch of their lives. Just wonderfully treated. I know that they stayed in a Hampton Inn in Seoul. No, yes. Wait, North Korea.
North Korea, yeah.
Pyongyang. We got him back, right, folks? CAG.
But I was thinking that 2:45 in the morning, you're doing that, and then 7 o'clock that night, you're doing a rally in Indiana.
And I played racquetball in the middle of the day as well.
Well, what are you, 71 or something?
Something like that. Age is just a number.
That's all it is to you?
I feel like I'm 40.
But you're not tired at all?
Never tired.
I like it. So keep America great.
Healthy living.
Isn't it a little early to be doing the 2020 thing at this
point? Never too early.
Okay.
Well, he said his administration is on a roll.
We are all making America proud. We are rocking. We are rocking.
and rolling. Racking, rolling.
You know, you almost sound like that ZZ Top Live song. And I was like, you got a lot of pretty girls out there, huh?
Oh, they got a lot of nice girls if you want to go. Just let me know. How?
That's what I wanted to hear.
What a great song.
Oh, you love that song.
Love ZZ Top. They're the best. It's right there in their name. They're the top.
Sharp dress man.
Sharp dress. Look, like me.
Yeah, absolutely.
They bought all of their clothes for that video from the Trump Mall.
All right, so Keep America Great. That's where we're going.
CAG.
We're not even CAG. Okay, CAG. Everybody say it, CAG.
CAG.
Yeah, it's a good rally. Good rally. MAGA, you know the thing about MAGA, people say MAGA, but in my mind, I always think of, not because of the policies, this is not an editorial opinion, but when I hear MAGA, I think of maggots. I don't think that's a good, so I like CAG.
You think of maggots?
What's that?
You think of maggots.
I suppose I hear MAGA.
I think of magma and volcanoes and explosions of greatness and
okay.
Renewal.
All right. Well, I got that wrong, yeah. CAG, I think keg. And a kegger. That's fun,
Kappa
right?
Kappa-cag.
Kappa-cag-cag.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Next headline.
Chuck Schumer clapped back at Melania Trump's beat.
Hold on. Stop with this. I am not a millennial. I proudly don't know what clap back means. When did this start? And do people actually
clap? It's about a year old. Clapping back?
This started on social media.
Yeah, that's right. It's when you're upset with somebody for their viewpoint on things.
Because they disagree with you.
That's right.
And you clap back.
Yes.
Now, when people actually do it, do they really clap?
Well, they at least do the emoji of you clapping.
Oh, so it's a virtual clap.
So, right. So, I guess if you're in front of your
kid. What a lazy generation. You can't even be bothered to actually clap.
Between every word.
Between every word? Oh, and that means, see, I have a young man here. That's the beauty of the Von Hessler Doctrine. We're like that Christmas song. Everyone from, 9 to 92? We get everybody.
That's
so
right.
We have a youngster here. Have you ever put in the clap back emojis when you know? I won't kick you out. You can tell me the truth.
Every now and again for fun.
Just for fun.
Not serious.
In an ironic sense.
Yes.
So will you do an example? I know you have your mic in your hand of clapping back to me.
All right.
All right, just if you could clap back. Oh, maybe hold his mic for him, Jerry, because I want to see how this.
Eric, Von, Hessler.
Yes.
You need to sit down and let the disenfranchised speak.
All right.
Perfect. All right. That's it. Right. That's it.
That's basically how
okay,
it is.
Okay, I have a response. Can you hold my mic?
Yes.
Tim Andrews, you're fired.
Whatever, I live with my parents.
It's good to have a little power if you're going to clap back. But the clapping back makes people who feel powerless more powerful somehow.
That's right. So now do you understand the reference when I say Chuck Schumer clapped?
Did Chuck Schumer go, Donald Trump? I mean, did he
basically,
really?
Yes, okay. He did this. All right. Schumer clapped back at Melania Trump's Be Best Internet Bully initiative, responding to
now,
President
I think he got this
Trump.
Wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I think he's got this headline wrong. He was clapping back at Trump.
Right, because
using the Be Best.
He referred to Chuck Schumer as crying Chuck.
Yes.
And was like, hey, if your husband's doing it, then how can you enforce something like
this?
You
know, that's a little bit of a thing. I think old crying Chuck has a little bit of a point there because his wife, her whole initiative is be nice on the internet. And then he goes on the internet, and he's not so nice. But people like it. I get that people like it. But it is a little bit of a weird kind of double stand. Like if your kids can't do it, but the president can. You know,
it just shows the hypocrisy.
Cry? Why are you crying, Chuck?
Of the Trump White House. I know Donald very well, and I know that he puts a lot of effort into looking like a meanie, but he's not a meanie.
Yeah, you know better than that.
He's a sweetheart. You know, he's just misguided.
Whenever you speak to me as Chuck Schumer, I have to always ask this question.
Sure.
How are your Falcons going to do this year?
Well, I do think they're going to do well.
Is there a difference between Arthur Blank and Chuck Schumer?
This is Arthur Blank. Hunch over a little bit and play like a mafioso because he's got the mustache. But Chuck is more deliberate.
A little sing-songy.
Yeah, a little more sing-songy.
Can you incorporate crying into it?
Oh, Donald. We have to let all these immigrants in. Where are they going to go?
So your tears, these are tears for the country, and you care,
tears
right?
For America.
They're passionate. I don't know, there's a real thing there, but there's no resolving it.
No.
I mean, the First Lady says be nice on the internet, and the president is mean on the internet from time to time. That's just the way that it is. I think people are over the president and his tweeting, be honest with you. You know, I think when it comes to 2020, people are going to judge by the economy, peace in the world, things like that. And I think a lot of people come around to, you know what, I think the tweeting is stupid and maybe not so presidential, but I don't care because the economy's good and I think they'll go for the results. Of course, saying that now, 2020 is a lifetime from now in politics. You have no idea what's going to be going on then. But I think his numbers are going up. I like the fact that like, they tout these numbers. Like, oh, my God, they're the highest ever. Go, my goodness, let me go look at these. 41%. He's really getting up there. So, but given all the negative stuff, we'll see how this North Korea thing goes. You getting ready for that big summit?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you? What kind of homework are you doing?
Well, first of all, I'm trying kimchi for the first time. I've never been a cabbage fan, let alone cabbage that's been in a clay pot for 2 years buried in the ground. But it's very spicy, very good. I'm going to take some that I put in the back of the White House to Kim.
You create your own kimchi.
Kim Un kimchi. And believe me, Kim's going to love it. I like, by the way, Kim, wonderful guy.
Yeah, people are upset. You keep saying he's so wonderful. He's kind of a despot. You
well,
know?
I got him an Atkins diet book.
He's, Are you ever, you know, it occurs to me that if there are cameras there during that meeting, this would be the two world leaders with the freakiest hairstyles in the world.
Bad
like
hair
the two
and fat.
Guys. Do you want his hairstyle? He's got.
I would love that. Look at that. Slick back. You never have to wash it. It's like a helmet.
That sounds great. We have another story?
Yeah, Tim Andrews, cover your ears on this headline. Mounting evidence shows that third-hand smoke is widespread and may be dangerous.
Okay, what in the hell is third-hand smoke? So first-hand smoke is when I breathe it in
right.
from smoking.
Second-hand is when
Tim
you breathe
Andrews is, well, he'll be the example of first-hand smoke.
Right.
And then second-hand smoke is I work with Tim Andrews, and I breathe the stuff that he...
If I'm smoking around you.
Well, right, because we force you to go into the parking garage
right.
where I'm not around to the smoker's shame. He and Lorenzo Kemp are quite often out there smoking together in
that's
the parking
right,
garage.
That's right, that's right.
Is that your Lorenzo Kemp? And third-hand smoke, now what is that?
Third-hand smoke is when, I guess, the residues that are left on his hand
are on
a surface, and you touch it, it can be absorbed through your skin. I'll tell you more after the break.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a scientist. But I don't need to be a scientist to tell you that study is complete BS. And we will have more BS when we return. Smoke Jack Barbecue in Alpharetta. I'll tell you what. We have sold this house out. We have standing room only. You guys are awesome. And when I say sold this house out, what I mean is, well, it was free, but we got everybody in here. We didn't really actually sell anything, but we got lots of people in here. You know, during the break, Trump was telling me that he has a theory about Kim Jong-un's hairstyle.
Yes, I think it is a comb over.
There you go.
But it's well done.
That's why you
and I know, because mine's beautiful.
You appreciate it, absolutely.
I love it. Great job, Kim.
Speaking, I think that the next headline has something to do with this, and I think a bit of a lifeline of hope. For me.
Yeah, I know that you're worried about balding a little bit.
Oh, I don't. Come on, now, please.
Well, we were
because I walked around with a hat on that made me look like an old man playing checkers in the park for years. I don't know why you would say that I was worried about baldness.
Over the last couple weeks, Eric, you've done a great job. Even when we did our Facebook video earlier, you were into it. You were like, okay, you know what, I accept that I'm balding.
Well, I didn't know you were going to stand on a ladder to do that. Yes, I accepted it, yes.
But researchers have found a potential new treatment for hair loss using a drug intended for osteoporosis. So great.
You know, you want to know
for
how
you.
Bad. Well, yes. Well, did you see some of the pictures? This isn't one of those little weird, like, fuzz stuff. There's a picture of a guy, he's totally bald, and then they gave him this drug, and then it's just, like, amazing amount of hair grew. And then they tell you, well, you know, the side effects could be, you know, diarrhea, suicidal thoughts, possible death, and I'm still in. I'm like, I don't care. That sounds good to me. You say I could grow some hair? That sounds good to me. But then if you think a little further on it, it probably doesn't have the ability just to grow hair on your head, you know? Like if a drug is going to grow hair, you could walk around looking like an ape, like just everywhere. Just, you know, wow, I got hair on my feet. I've got hair on my hands. But I still think that I might. This sounds like a real, actual thing. Because, you know, usually these drugs, it's because it's one thing and they notice something else. For this, the drug was osteoporosis. And then they found out, oh, these people are growing a lot of hair. And Eric suddenly decided, well, I've got osteoporosis. That's why I'm taking it, people. I'm not taking it for this. I'm not that vain, for heaven's sakes. Why are you running away from me?
Because the music's on.
Oh, the music says that we have to take a break. We're going to come back with this awesome crowd at Smoke Jack Barbecue in Alpharetta. Smoke Jack Barbecue in Alpharetta, Georgia. I am blown away by this crowd. Unbelievable. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, I believe that we are supposed to be going into mailbag.
Sure.
But before you do that, you want to play the new Brian Kemp commercial, which, by the way, there's a debate in the newsroom. Should we be giving this guy kind of free commercial plays? But I'll tell you something about this Brian Kemp. I don't know him. I don't know a whole lot about him. But first he had the ad where he's like threatening to kill the guy who's
trying to date his daughter.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. I'm gonna say, and I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm just saying, just objectively speaking, this guy's got a high hill to get up, right? Because this Casey Cagle, I don't know a lot about him either, but he talks like this. But he's got like $4.5 million, and no one else really has anything else. So I gotta say, it's smart for this guy Kemp to have sort of slightly scandalous, little outrageous stuff to get noticed, because Cagle's got all the, I mean, it's almost a coronation for this guy. So I applaud. I don't know much about his politics, but just as the way that you're running, you got to get noticed. And so he doubled down. So after the ad where he threatens to kill the kid who's dating his daughter.
I think there's also 9 guns in that room.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
You
look at the ad.
The next time you're DVRing that commercial, just stop it. It's not just the gun that he has in his hand. There's like 3 handguns on the table next to him. There's like a
couple in the back.
There's like, yeah, machine guns. Are they machine guns, Alan? Or
no, they're not machine guns. No.
Okay, all right. We counted them, and there's 9 guns in that. So what is the idea behind this ad?
I think it's just to make it pop out. Like, it's actually a good ad.
So what is
radio.
He doing in this? He's just like shooting into the air like a wild man.
Well,
or
how
something?
About I play it for
all
you?
All right.
I'm Brian Kemp.
Hi, Brian.
Conservative. I blow up government spending. I own guns that no one's taken away. My chainsaw's ready to rip up some regulations. I got a big truck just in case I need to round up criminal illegals and take them home myself.
What?
Yeah, I just said that. I'm Brian Kemp. If you want a politically incorrect conservative, that's me.
Hey, if you thought Trump was crazy, wait till they get a load of me.
That's the next one. I'm Brian Kemp, and I'm stark
raving. I'm Brian Kemp. I drive to work in a tank.
What did he say that he picks up the... In my mind, I thought, I'm picking up some illegals to do yard work, but no, that's not what he says.
No, I'm going to drive back to Mexico.
Well, it's hilarious. I got to give him that. He's going to get noticed. I guarantee you the Cagle campaign, who are on this like Hillary walk to the governorship, are a little worried. Look for his next ad to be a little tougher.
Look at that weirdo with his creepy stare and eyes that never seem to close or blink. You going to vote for that or a guy that makes love to guns?
At night. That'll be the next one. He'll just be kind of caressing the gun.
My next child is going to be half human, half gun. And we're going to feed him gun oil.
Well, look, we're talking about it. It's working. I know nothing about what the guy believes in or whatever.
You don't need to know. I'm politically incorrect, and I'll shoot whatever gets in my way.
All right. Well, that's kind of a long bumper sticker, but I think it'll work.
It'll fit on your car.
It'll fit on my car,
all right,
sure.
Then. Watch out. I got a gun.
I know. And by the way, I was not looking at your daughter, so you can, you know.
You better not be. I got a chainsaw right here.
I'm not gonna. All the sound effects of that ad makes me.
That's
think
it's
like,
perfect for radio.
Like with a guy from Police Academy, I felt like maybe.
Lieutenant Mahoney, Lieutenant Mahoney.
Can you do the chainsaw? That's why we fill the house when we go to Smoke Jack Barbecue. Noises on the radio, it turns out. My radio guru slash consultant, Clive Cliverson, told me a long time ago, noises on the radio, that's what people want to hear.
People like noise.
Yeah, they're like, it's an audio medium, you
say. It's an audio medium. You got look, you can do voices, you can just do flip-flops and zing-zangs and all that stuff.
Yeah. What about boings?
Boings are good, but I stick with the flip-flops and the zing-zang.
All right, zing-zang it is, absolutely. But he also told me that the audience is really dumb. Talk down to them. Is that...
Well, I mean, they're all looking at me. I don't know. Look, I don't hold you people with disdain. Just the idiots who aren't here.
That's right. Everyone else. Not, yeah, not these good people.
All the dummies, you know. Yeah. Not you smart people.
All right, we're going to do some mailbag.
Let's do it.
All right. Open it up. Do we have a sound?
Oh, we have a sound.
It's the Doctor and Mailbag. We've got the open mics, Facebook messages, and emails we've collected from the week.
Ah, look at that. That kind of explains it all right there.
Pretty much, right?
All right, well, give me some mail.
We'll start with some positive Facebook
Hold
feedback.
On, you know that he's going to go to Shaky Beats later on when we're done. Can you do your impression of, let's say that I walked into Shaky Beats, I don't know, like 5 hours after it got started.
So like 1 o'clock this morning, or tonight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and I ran into Jared Yamamoto. What would it be? Hey, Jared!
Hey, Eric! Come back, give me a hug, okay. So, did you see Marshmallow? Oh, the beats are great. Oh, guys, so I just want to hug you.
Yeah. Now, Jared.
Yes.
Your girlfriend is quite beautiful, Christina.
Yes.
Now, is she one of these people who wears almost nothing to these festivals? Because I've seen, I'm not looking for them on the internet. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a creepy old man. But you know, I'm a music fan.
Sure,
so I have,
of course.
But it seems like young ladies often will just wear like a. I don't know, like a dandelion over their. It's like they're not wearing much.
A pasty. Yeah.
A pasty. Yes. Yeah. Is your girlfriend, does she?
No, because she's been to festivals before. When you go to a music festival like this where it's going to be 90 degrees, you have to be festival ready.
And that means almost no clothes.
Fanny pack, yeah, fanny pack, tank top, you know, a little
don't
camel
forget
back.
Glitter.
And your favorite act is Marshmallow. Is he going to be on tonight?
Well, my favorite act today is probably going to be Ployed at 4 o'clock. But Marshmallow's amazing, too. Okay. Marshmallow's the headliner tonight.
How many people here have the latest Marshmallow stuff? There we go. There we are. There we are. You'll run into him later on at the Shaky Beats.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's give me some mail.
All right. So this first one
I'll stop interrupting you, I promise.
Okay. All right. This one comes from Michael.
It'll never happen again.
Of course. Yeah. Never. Not at all.
Not from this point forward.
No. Absolutely. Not at all.
Okay.
This comes from Michael. He says, love the show. Don't change a damn thing to be more mainstream. Keep on keeping on, Eric.
Keep on keeping on, he says. Was there a threat that I was going to change things to be more mainstream? Clive Cliverson tells me that I leave the people behind. You see, you can't play above the room, is what he tells me.
Oh, yeah, you don't look. You're smarter than everybody else, but you don't want them to think that.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm working it out. I'm working it out. Now we have a good, different kind of show, and thanks to all of you, it's actually working. So thank you very much. Because I'll tell you this. I have been both un- and underemployed for quite some time before this show came along. So if this room was empty, I'd be broke. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now you had a big rant about Instagram and stories earlier in the week.
That wasn't a rant. I don't really know what stories are. Like Twitter, I quit. But when Twitter came along, I was one of the first people on it. I got social media as it started going. And I quit that because I didn't like it anymore. I deal with Facebook now. Instagram and Snapchat are the first things that have come along where, like, wow, I'm just old. I don't get it. I have no idea why people would like this, but people love it. And so I don't know what stories are on these platforms.
I'm going to do an example this weekend. I'm going to show my Shaky Beats story.
Are we going to watch you get inebriate? Will you start from sober?
Once you see the phone start wobbling by the end of it, yeah, that's when you know I'm gone.
And that's when we'll have that Jared.
Yes. Okay, he's a great guy. I love you.
Now this.
You want a hug?
Hey, buddy.
Kind of a young Keith Richards. go ahead.
Now this open mic, are you okay to come out today?
I'm always okay to come out.
Open mic, ladies and gentlemen. You just talk right into his mouth.
Just whatever.
He regurgitates it back at you on the radio.
I'm wide open, so after the show, we'll be doing Q&A. I'll be out in the alley.
Okay.
So...
ready to take on all
people who stop by.
Yeah, I was going to say the C word.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
We were very good. Right, we're professionals, see? Right?
Simpatico. Yeah, you know,
absolutely. Open mic.
All right, this gentleman agrees with you on Instagram stories.
Instagram stories are stupid. For example, here was the last one I saw of Autumn's. Oh, my God, guys, I just bought Cheetos. And it's going to take everything in me not to open this bag of Cheetos. Instagram stories are stupid.
All right. I know that I don't need them. But what happened at the end? Did she open the bag? I got to know now. You can't just tease me like that. I have to know what happened.
Now, we unveiled a new segment earlier in the week called That's Interesting.
No. It was, This is Interesting.
Oh, thank you, sir.
These were stories that I saw that didn't fall into other categories. And I just thought to myself,
Well, and this
is like if you had a story about how they're putting a pig brain into a human or something.
Sure.
I would be like, this is interesting.
Well, this open micer thinks he could do a better job than my three imagers that I did earlier in the week.
Now, do we have examples of those? Do you have the
one?
Yeah, I can
go through them. You want to do the final one?
Well, yeah. Well, we can go through all three. So all we didn't know. I came up with this the last minute, and he had three different ones. So, yeah, go through the third one is the one we chose, right?
Right. Here's the first one.
All right.
This is interesting.
Boo. Boo.
This is interesting.
Well, a little better, but not quite there. We settled on this.
This is interesting.
So, well, this gentleman left an open mic, and he thinks he can do a better job than I did on that image.
All right.
Hey, Eric. I've got some examples for your new segment. A little bit better than Jared's. So here's the first one. That's interesting. That's interesting.
I like number two.
I like number two, but I still like his last one best. Because he sounds to me like, I don't know, like somebody that's on Laugh-In or something in 1968.
That's interesting.
Ooh, what was that guy's name? Alan Souza or whatever?
Who?
The guy on Laugh-In who was kind of like Paul Lind. But
he did the German guy.
No, that was the other guy. Whatever. Right. What is it? What was it? Alan Seuss. Right, yeah. He was like Paul Lind came along, and I feel like his career went nowhere because of that. Like, Paul Lind was a better Alan Seuss than Alan Seuss.
I was that guy.
Is that music? I mean, we're already done? You know,
yeah.
I know things are going well because the time is just flying by because you people are so awesome. We're going to come back with a little more mailbag.
The Von Hessler Doctrine. Every day beginning at 9. Entertaining, honest, independent thinker. Eric Von Hessler on WSB and at evhdoctrine.com.
Welcome back. We are still here in Alpharetta, Smoke Jack Barbecue, with this awesome, awesome crowd. Boy, I look at this crowd. We filled this place out. I feel like I'm going to have a job for another week or two. This is good. I like it. I like what we've done here. Now, we don't have much time. You want a little more mailbag?
Yeah, so we got a tweet, actually, during the break.
What a tweet?
From Drew.
This must be 2018.
And he's a big fan for Hunter Hill, but he says Hunter Hill is actually polling number two right now. And he says he'll beat Casey Cagle in a runoff. And He'll even buy us breakfast when Hunter wins.
When he wins, or he'll buy us breakfast if Hunter Hill wins.
Yes.
You know, all these guys kind of get in touch with us sometimes to be on the air, and I always say no because here's the problem. Politicians are going to be boring on the air. Their job is to be boring on the air. Their job is not to make a mistake. Although this Kemp, he might be somebody worth having on. He seems to.
Can I bring my guns with me?
Yeah. Just bring them. Yeah. You know what? We'll just go out on the roof and we'll just start firing them off.
Awesome.
Like it's 4th of July or something.
Boom.
And I'm not looking at your daughter. I just want you to know.
I'm not bringing her.
All right. Very nice.
This next Facebook message comes from Trevor, where I'm not sure if he's here or not, but he commented on the Facebook Live. He said,
"Hold on, is Trevor here?
I hope that Keith Richards shows up to Smoke Jack Barbecue."
You like barbecue, Keith Richards? By the way, my guru in life is really Keith Richards, my favorite person ever. I have to conjure him with that noise, but we're out live, so I'll just go, down, down, down.
Sure, I love barbecue. I didn't know you could smoke it. I brought a pipe if you want to put some in it.
Ready to smoke, Jack. What do you think of this crowd I'm getting?
Look at this crowd. It's wonderful.
That's nothing for you.
It's nice.
Well, you're used to like 100,000
people. I'm tired of all those people. Like, would you rather play the Giant Stadium or be here?
I would rather be right here, not
exactly.
Giant Stadium. Because Eli Manning might be.
Do you want to smoke some meat with me?
I would love to smoke some meat with you.
Absolutely.
I'll do anything you want me to do, Keith Richards.
Well, pack me a bowl of meat and we'll smoke it after.
All right, now you have to go away.
Are there any ladies here that would?
He's gone.
All right, this next one comes from 2 plus 2 equals 4. Oh, it looks like we'll have to talk about it on
the very fast, very fast.
New suggestion, a new segment where everyone just makes fun of whatever sound or Jared comes up with the entire segment.
Sounds good to me. We shall return for hour 2 from Smoke Jack Barbecue in Alpharetta. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? We are still live at Smoke Jack Barbecue in Alpharetta. Hour 2 of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right now. I am your lovable chat host, Eric Von Hessler. The other voices you hear are the doctrinaires. Guess who just walked in? English Nick just walked in to join us.
Oi, oi.
I tell you, because you're here a little bit later on, we're going to do Outrage Corner.
That is the plan, yes.
We're going to do that a little bit later on, and I'm just vamping right now because my producer, Jared, is doing something else for me right now. It has nothing to do with this show. He's online buying me David Byrne tickets because they just went on sale. So are you almost done? Do I almost have you back as a...
You know, I might need to wait until the next break here because I need your address. We don't want to say that over
the
air.
There go the balcony seats. There they go.
Hang on, it should be on his license. Isn't his license?
Oh, good point.
Thank you. Look at that.
Oh,
you have all my information. People here at Smoke Jack Barbecue, they heard me in the break. He says, do you want premium tickets? Well, of course I do. And then I went over and looked at them. They were like $450. I said, I don't love them that much. Don't love them that much. All right, well, you can give up on that because we have to do our next thing, which I believe is more headlines.
All right, so I'm ready.
I'm really, you know, people showed up. They did not. I bet you people got up early today and thought, let's go see a live show so we can watch a radio host buy concert tickets. That really, that seems like a very exciting thing. They probably want us to do the show. So let's do this.
More headlines for Friday, May 11th.
All right. You heard the lady. More headlines, sir.
All right. Eric, on June 11th, the internet is changing forever.
Is this the new Brian Kemp ad?
I'm going to shoot the internet.
So this is when the net neutrality rules from 2015 are abandoned and we go back to the bad old days. Remember how bad the internet was before 2015 when nobody could get... Yes, it's coming back. This is the most overblown thing. I mean, if you... Because I follow some tech stuff and... You know, you'd think the world is coming to an end because of this net neutrality is being scrapped. And what I really want, what I hope, is that everybody remembers every doomsday scenario that we've been fed about what's going to happen because people just move on. Every doomsday scenario, and I say give it 2 years. That's a good sample size, 2 years. When none of these things happen, that all of these doomsday prophets... can somebody, at least just 2 minutes on CNN, just have everybody show up and say, hey, you know what? We got that one wrong. It turns out it wasn't bad at all. That'll never happen. I like your clapping. That's right. I'll do it, sir, if it has to be done. I mean, it's so the idea here is that if we don't have net neutrality, by the way, this has never happened, but this was a solution for a problem that was a theoretical problem that would have happened in the future. It never actually happened. So the idea here is if you don't have net neutrality, then when a company owns distribution and they're an internet company, let's say that they don't own Netflix, but they're associated with Hulu or something. That's just an example. That they would throttle down Netflix so it wouldn't look good, but make Hulu appear crystal clear, the idea being then you would watch their shows. But it doesn't work that way. People don't look at who the distributor is. They just like a show. If they like Game of Thrones, they like something on Netflix. People used to like House of Cards. That went down the hill. Yeah. People just know that all my friends are watching some kind of show. And if you're in a business and you decide, well, we're not going to show you your favorite shows, as long as there's competition, people will jump ship and they'll go somewhere else where they can get their shows. I don't really think that there's anything to this. The net neutrality thing is just something that was made up, really. What's that? Boy, you really care about this net neutrality thing. Well, I'm with you, man. Yeah. We're together on this. Let the marketplace decide. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Two words, you say? True words. True words. Okay, I was going to ask you what those two words were. I didn't know. True words is two words, so it all works out. So, yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm saying Von Hessler Doctrine, the idea is, oh, my God, we're going to go back to the internet in 2014. The internet was the same in 2014 as it is now. It's going to be the same in 2 or 3 years as far as access goes. And if you're a big company and you want people to be your customers, you don't throttle down their favorite shows and keep them as customers. The marketplace will handle this. Next story.
More than one?
Again.
Yeah, there we go, Brad.
Not for me. I just feel like the rest of you should clap just to give him support because I just feel like, you know. He's been out there for a while.
More than 1,000 people are heading to Las Vegas next month to set a big record, Eric. Do you know what it is?
I don't know. Well, no, I don't know. So let me guess. It's going to be the world's largest game of 21. I don't know.
Why no, would it's going to be people? The biggest, kids in the car, cover your ears, the biggest sex orgy ever.
Is there any other kind of orgy?
I know, I noticed that. Like, so this is going to be one of those sex orgies.
That's right, yeah.
Orgy of food. You can have an orgy of food.
No, it is a wider word.
Sure.
Yeah, make sure that the kids are, they've got a couple of kids. They've actually put a cocktail napkin over his ears. Because, you know, when you put a napkin over a kid's ears, nothing can penetrate.
No, absolutely not. No.
So we won't say, we'll try to talk around this a little bit. But let me keep that napkin on his ears just for a couple more minutes, seconds. It's a good time. Is everybody digested? We're done with the food, I hope. As just the concept of, I think of that, of orgy or sex orgy, as you like to say. Here's my problem, always has been. That's why I've never participated and never would participate. Because the Von Hessler Doctrine on this is, if you have just 10 people in a room, nude, somebody's passing gas. And I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there.
As the head of the casino, which is promoting this event, I just want to tell you, Mr. Von Hessler.
Yeah, this guy's going to show up.
We have all sorts of creams, ointments, antiseptic lotions, and sprays. Also, there'll be scented candles, so you don't have to worry about off-putting scents.
Oh, okay, so you're going to have actually, like,
towels and whatnot.
Smell like vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla. Yeah, that's one of them.
I don't care. The human body. Can I tell you something about the human body?
Tell me, like I don't know.
It grosses me out. It grosses me out, the human body. There's all these things that we do, and we emit noises, and I got to tell you, it really...
Maybe if you come here...
It's enough for me one-on-one. I feel like I can control that situation.
Maybe if you come out here, you'll get over your fright of your body.
I'm not frightened of my body.
Take your clothes off and let people not judge you.
I'm not frightened of my body. I'm disgusted by my body.
I'll leave...
whole different thing.
I can't help you with that. I can't help
now,
you.
Now, boy, Eric. And
I get in the shower sometimes. There's that mirror. Why did they put mirrors right in front of it? When did we stop putting curtains on showers? Now I'm inside of this glass box. I could see myself in the mirror. It's absolutely horrific.
Now, I know that you don't like this, but, you know, there are rules to this. You can either just...
There are rules. That's the kind of orgy I like.
Right.
A lot of rules.
So you could either play with just your partner or with the other attendees, but there has to be mutual consent. So you're a little shy to do this.
No, yeah.
So if you were to go there and just say, hey, I'm not feeling this, you could still be a part of this movement.
Yeah, that's
Eric.
The most popular guy at an orgy. I'll just watch. Over here in the corner.
You're getting the drinks.
Yeah. The guy who says, leave me alone, he's real popular at the... At the orgy.
The biggest sex orgy was Shaky Beats this weekend.
Oh, that hasn't even started yet. That one's going to be... You know what the great thing about the EDM festival that Jared's going to is if you miss your favorite act, the next act sounds just like them.
No, so
you
don't have
That's so true. Just a different hat or something.
That's right. And also, I tell him all the time, they're not really doing it live. No. It's like a cassette
button. So not true.
This is the little cassette tape they put in, and they stand up there and they like shake their hands around.
It's all right.
It's okay. Hey, look, I want you to have fun.
I am going to have fun.
He's taking Monday off.
I am going to have fun.
He's taking Monday off because he's at a festival.
Right. Yes.
And he tells me he's going to be sober the whole time. I believe
that. Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Well, and Nick brought up what the largest documented orgy was.
Hold on. We have okay.
So
we didn't ask people. By the way, if you go to that orgy, they're going to ask you to turn that phone off before.
Yeah, turn your phone off, pal. Yeah, thank you.
Well, at least put it on vibrate, right?
There you go. English lit, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. I love it.
The world record was set back in Japan in 2007. There were 500 people, so Vegas is going
double
to
that
double
up.
That.
You say Japan?
Yeah,
Yamamoto?
Japan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Were you there? Any of your ancestors?
Listen, I was just a junior in high school.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah,
I was
welcome
a young,
to the Yamamoto
I was a,
room.
Yeah, I was a young boy.
So take off your clothes and your shoes. Did you have any Japanese relatives when you were growing up that had the whole Japanese lifestyle thing going on, like remove your shoes before you walk in?
Not really. I mean, look at me. I mean, I'm like only an eighth now, so there's always been a male in the family to carry the last name.
Oh, I didn't ask that, but go ahead.
No
whatever
pressure.
The next,
All right, this next story, since we're talking about getting naked, a Cornell University senior stripped...
First of all, I'm talking about not getting naked. If I could figure out a way to never be naked again, I would go for it. If I could somehow shower this body with some sort of laser beam or something, I would do it.
Well, this senior from Cornell University disagrees with you. She stripped down to her bra and underwear during her thesis presentation
and
got 2 dozen people to join in with her on Facebook Live because she was upset that her professor said that her shorts were too high on a previous day.
You know what? Can kids these days just go to hell? Could it just... whatever happened to speak when spoken to? My goodness.
Just shut up.
This reminds me of the story from the Florida ceremony, the graduation ceremony, and they tried to make it a racial thing because kids were trying to dance and they were being stopped.
That's right, yes.
And the whole thing was, I can't believe that they took... my moment away from me. You were making a fool out of yourself. You know, I mean, there is a time and a place. There are still, you just told me there are rules at the world's largest orgy.
Yes.
How can there not be rules at a graduation ceremony, for heaven's sakes? So there's that. And so what happened with this lady is that, the teacher said, those shorts, the guys are going to be looking at your body more than what you're saying. So then during her presentation, she took off all of her clothes because that's my moment. These kids, one day, hopefully, they'll grow up. We'll be back with more from Smoke Jack Barbecue.
Eric Von Hessler begins every day at 9 on WSB. Available anytime on the WSB radio app. Hit listen on demand or the Von Hessler Doctrine on the app.
We are still in Alpharetta. Smoke Jack Barbecue. Hey, let's have a round of applause for the staff here at Smoke Jack Barbecue. They're not usually open until, I believe, at 11 o'clock is when they usually open. And they opened for us, and they had great food for you, and just a great job for them, and we appreciate it. We like to come to places where they're not open, because then we know that everybody who's there is there to see the show. And we're not bothering people who would be there normally. So once again, for Smoke Jack Barbecue, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we got another story for you.
Right. So it's kind of like one more headline.
I know you're devastated. You won't be able to hear this song anymore. I believe I can fly.
I believe I can. Oh, I'm lost in reverie. When I hear this song, I think, God, this sucks. But people apparently like it. Has it been banned?
Yes, it has. Spotify announced a new policy regarding music that they believe contains hate content. So
that's a very hateful song.
So R. Kelly.
That is a very hateful song, because it turns out no one can actually fly, and it leads to death.
Yes.
People start believing. They jump off the roof.
Ask Icarus, right?
Exactly. Icarus flew too close to the sun.
Yes,
very nice.
Yes, indeed.
I like that. Hey, I learned about that in school.
Let me
throw that out there. So R. Kelly is not really what's in his songs. It's the fact that he tends to sexually abuse sometimes people who aren't even 18.
Though this triggered Tim Andrews. He was very upset about this story.
Why would that be?
Because it's dumb.
Oh, okay, it's dumb.
Now, are they going to ban Led Zeppelin? Are they going to ban AC/DC? Are they going to ban...
Oh, boy, you know what? That's true. I don't know if you know this. I don't know how many people know this. We love the Led Zeppelin. I sound like Trump now. We love Led Zeppelin, right?
We love Led Zeppelin, right? You know, everybody loves Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page, when you and I were youngsters rocking out to Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page's girlfriend was 13 years old. He was 27. He came before the Me Too movement. I have to say this.
Unlike R. Kelly, Jimmy's relationship was consensual.
Well,
right?
But you can't really
R.
have
Kelly
a consensual.
R. Kelly imprisons women on a daily basis.
Okay, so she was a groupie, and she thought. But so the fact of the matter is, if you're gonna ban R. Kelly, you gotta ban Led Zeppelin. I love Led Zeppelin, and I don't care because I don't have Spotify, and I have all of this in my playlist, so it doesn't matter. All right, we'll be back with a little bit more. Welcome back! It's our final half hour from Smoke Jack Barbecue in Alpharetta. Is this our first time in Alpharetta doing a live show? I believe so.
We did Taste of Alpharetta.
Yeah, but that was when we were a weekend show or
That's
something.
That's right, yeah.
So this is our first time in Alpharetta, and thank you very much. We are feeling loved in Alpharetta. You guys are absolutely awesome. We really appreciate it. And speaking of loved, guess what? It's time for the beloved by all English Nick, Outrage Corner. Let's do this.
Outrage Corner. That's outrageous. With English Nick.
There he is, English Nick, ladies and gentlemen, right here. Yeah! Right in front of you.
What's up, Alpharetta?
I know he looks 27, but he's really 78. It's amazing. The
79
oldest,
tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. World's oldest teenager, English Nick here. With the outrages. Now, we've been having a good time today, so don't bring me down too much.
I'm not bringing you down.
Nobody wants to be brought down, right? This is a beautiful day. No. But there are outrages. We have to cover them. I think you were on yesterday, and we only did one of the outrages.
I don't think we even got the one yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize.
You went on a couple of rants, but it was well worth it.
I won't do that to you today. I'm not going to rant. I'm going to let you get your outrages in, so go ahead.
Comedian Kathy Griffin says she's on a kill list since the fake Trump head thing.
She's on a kill.
Hollywood hates her. People have threatened her life.
All right. Look, first of all, I want to say this. Autumn's not with us. So, Tim, can you do...
I'm not a killist. I'm like, no. They're going to come and try to kill me because I'm a comedian and I do what I do.
This lady has just lost her mind, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, she is a paranoid person. It's just... Everybody's on a kill list. Yeah, you get halfway famous for anything.
No, but you don't understand.
Yes, what don't I understand?
They think of me like I'm Osama bin Laden just because I chopped President Trump's head off and held it up like a jerk.
All
right, that's the extent of it.
Okay.
You're I used realize to, it's you're bad.
You should just do Autumn Doing.
I'm trying.
Yeah. No!
Yeah, she's trying to sell tickets for a tour, and it's not going well.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm sure that if she plays venues that are small enough, there's going to be a contingent. She's part of the hashtag resistance. That's a contingent. Mm. You can make money off of that. I think she could figure out a way to make money off of that, but by staying inside of her own lane and her own echo chamber and all that. But she appears to really be, honestly, she appears to have a mental problem. I'm not saying that as a joke. She appears to have a mental problem because one week she apologizes, then she says, no, I take it back. And now this almost just sounds paranoid. You know, I'm on a kill list.
I know you wanted those David Byrne tickets.
You know what? If you're a comedian, you want to be on a kill list because when they're done and they do well, they always tell everybody, I killed.
You
so that's what a comedian should be.
Eric, you
want
to pay $61? Kathy Griffin coming to the Cobb Energy Center Friday, September 21st. $61.
Anybody in? Anybody want to see her get up there and tell you about how she's persecuted? Oh, it'll be like the last days of Lenny Bruce. Just really hilarious. She'll start reading from court transcripts.
So like the cops are coming in, right? See, the cops come in. I'm just trying to do my stand-up routine, and I know none of you know who I am or what I sound like. This is what I do.
And that's Lenny Bruce, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a rhythmic thing, right? And the cops come in, and they say you can't say a swear word. I'm like, you cops can just go. Yeah, you know. Right?
Nobody remembers Lenny Bruce because he wasn't that funny. It turns out. So yeah, you know, but this reminds me of something else that is completely unrelated, because you said kill list. And we have not. No, I'm not going to announce who's on mine, Jared.
Okay.
We haven't talked about that volcano that going off in Hawaii.
Yeah.
On the news, I keep seeing people like, I live 500 feet from the volcano and my house is gone. You know, it's like I didn't have any insurance.
Their cars are gone. You're 500 feet from a volcano with no insurance.
You're 500 feet from a volcano that goes off every 50 years, and you don't have any insurance. I mean, I don't want to blame the victim or anything, but I could say, well, who would build a house next to a volcano that goes off every 40 or 50 years? That's number one. But the word kill is in the name of the volcano. It's warned you. Isn't it? Was it kill or something? Mm-hmm. Kill a gorilla?
Kill a Hausa?
Kill a Hausa.
Kill my car?
Look it up, Jared. Anybody know the name of that damn thing? Kilauea. You were warned. The word kill is right there.
One way or another, it was going to kill you.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't understand. It's like people, my beachfront property. Yeah, there's a flood. I can't understand it. We didn't have any insurance. Really? You built your house on a beach and you have no insurance.
We thought putting a trailer in the middle of Kansas was the best bet.
I know. That's another one. Hey, you know what, honey? Here's a good idea. We live in Kansas. I think that we should go live in a mobile home.
That's
mobile
right.
Park. A trailer. That'll be good.
Yeah.
We won't be victims. Let's put a big red X on the top of the trailer so the tornado just doesn't miss us. I know we're being snooty because maybe that's all they can afford. You're being snooty.
I'm not being snooty. I like living in a trailer because if I have to move, I just hitch it to my truck.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a friend of mine used to tell me if your house has windshield wipers, you're probably not very safe. I lived in a trailer when I was 2 years old, but I don't remember it. But you know what? They tell me there actually was a tornado and the trailer was knocked around.
Oh, man.
So it was apartment complexes the rest of my life. You have another outrage?
Yeah, I do. Donald Trump Jr. is being man-shamed because he posted...
Whoa, hold on. What's that? Is that sexual? Man-shamed?
Man
that sounds
shamed.
Bad.
Well, there's a lot of woman-shaming going on, but now he's being man-shamed.
He's being man-shamed.
He's
okay.
A man who's being shamed because...
Why? Because he's broke up with his wife and he's dating that Kimberly Guilfoyle from The Five?
He posted a home video of his cute little kids running around with their Nerf guns.
Yeah.
And his 3-year-old Chloe didn't have a shirt on and people are outraged by it.
Why are they outraged?
Because she didn't have a shirt on.
She's 3.
I know, but they're saying it's wrong.
She's 3.
I'm with you. But
are these just people who are outraged who have never had kids?
I guess so. Or are they outraged because it happens to be a member of the Trump
family? I bet you it's these millennials again. I had to go off of these millennials. You know, they are the Puritans of our time. They really are. They're the book burners. They're the people. This is strange. It's the young people who are most like the people who would burn Beatles albums in the 60s or burn books. It's really weird that it's the young people. I mean, who would get upset unless you're a sicko Why would you get upset that somebody's three-year-old daughter was running around the backyard without a shirt on? You've got to be a sicko to be somebody who would even be remotely or never have had kids.
One of the comments was, very cute, but daddy, put a shirt on your little girl, instructed one commenter. Teach her modesty, not too young to start.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Why do people think...
3 years old.
Why is Twitter a place for me to tell you how you should live your life? Everybody, hey, I'll tell you how I do it. Being a perfect person on Twitter, let me tell you how to parent your child. Did I tell you about the youth?
Millennial and modesty are oxymorons.
That's true, right. Look at me, look at me.
Yeah, they care about. Look at me, look at me, look at my tattoos, look at my hair, look at my shirt.
Well,
yeah.
But who raised us? Who raised
us? Oh, you're always with us.
I blame the parents.
Blaming your parents.
That's why we're so much like this.
I have to agree. There is some blame to go around, but I don't remember raising my kids this way. It's all the rest of you who did it. I blame you. I don't know. Yes, the universities it is. We live in the sociology era, and hopefully one day this will all pass. I was having a conversation about this, I think maybe on the podcast yesterday, but I get confused if I say things to my family, on the podcast, on the radio show.
The three lives of Eric Von Hessler.
Yeah, there's all these different venues that I'm speaking in, and now I forget what I was going to say, so I'm not going to say it at all. What was I saying there? Where was I going?
You said something on the podcast.
Yeah, I know that part. I just don't know what I said on the podcast.
And you weren't sure if it was the podcast or the radio.
Yeah, I understand that. I didn't forget that
part. If you were
part.
Naked or not
point.
Naked. And
just go to the next outrage, and in the middle of it, I'll remember, and I'll interrupt you.
And
there I go again, Rush. You know, I lose my train of thought.
All that dope.
Rush never loses his train of thought.
I don't lose my train of thought because I have a Mohinder tractor.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me. All right, go ahead.
Okay, a woman has claimed that singer Chris Brown trapped her in a bedroom in a Los Angeles mansion during a drug-fueled orgy last year.
Is that against the law now?
Apparently. And one of his friends repeatedly raped her after that. So.
And that's against the law as well?
In L.A.
I should hope so. I should hope so, that in the United States of America. This guy Chris Brown, how did he ever get a pass for beating up Rihanna?
Somehow he did.
People are just like, oh, his music is so good. Hardly hurt his career at all. And in the Me Too era, he's been held up. And now, these guys...
Now he's putting couches in front of bedroom doors to keep women in bedrooms so they won't leave his mansion.
Yeah, this is really sick. I hope the guy goes to jail this time, if it's true. I mean, did he go to jail last time?
No.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is he canceled yet?
That's what I'm saying. I can't see anything that Louis C.K. ever made, but Chris Brown can go on tour. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Are they banning him from Spotify?
I'm sure they will.
If they're banning it.
They better. You know, pretty soon the millennials will have banned everything.
Yeah.
It'll just be nothing.
You're not allowed to have any fun.
Your jacket's too white. You can't wear that out.
Like block captains. You know what those are? Communist societies. They're the people who rat you out to the government. I don't know. He was saying something else.
I heard you listening to R. Kelly. I told the authorities, and now you're going to a work camp.
There you go. That's for the better future.
That'll teach you.
Yeah. Go ahead. I hope he goes to jail. What can I say? But then again, I'm not a fan. So I hope David Byrne doesn't act like this, because that would be very difficult for me.
I think he's a stand-up dude, is David Byrne.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
I got a girlfriend. She's locked in a room.
All right. Some Illinois counties are
going to make... from Spotify.
Some Illinois counties are going to make some states sanctuary cities for gun owners.
Oh, you know what?
So if they come for your guns, you can go up there and you'll be safe.
I don't want to brag here, but I will. I brought this up months ago on the show when we were talking about sanctuary cities and the fact that they're allowed to opt out because they don't like that law. And I brought this up as a hypothetical.
Yes, you did.
What if the state of Texas said, we're a gun state, and we are going in this. We are not going to respect any federal laws having to do with guns because we're a sanctuary gun state. It turned out to not be them. It was a city. Where is it?
There are several states in Illinois are doing this.
Oh, yeah. Cities in Illinois. Because if you have several states in Illinois, that's going to be weird. Because
you're right. It's my British geography there for you. Yeah.
The several states of Illinois.
And counties.
So here's
counties.
The thing. Here's the thing. You have to be consistent. If it's wrong to have sanctuary cities, it's wrong to have sanctuary gun cities. But I like it as kind of a PR move. I like it as just to make the point to people, this is how ridiculous this is. If a city or a county or a state can just decide which laws don't apply to them, then another state or a county or city can choose another law and say, or the liberals would hate it, right? They say, hey, zero abortions here. We don't care what the Supreme Court says. We don't care what the federal government says. You can't get behind it if you don't like sanctuary cities because you have to be consistent in the way you think. But it's a good sort of way of showing how ridiculous the sanctuary cities laws are. Look, if you want open borders, run for office and say that's what you want, or back politicians who say that that's what they want and get a majority and whatever. That's the way it's done. It's never going to happen because you don't have a majority of people who want that to happen. But that's the way to get things done. You can't just go, hey, although I will tell you that there's 1 acre in Roswell where I've decided things are legal that may not be legal outside of that acre, but that's between me and my family. All right, we'll be back for our final segment. Just a moment. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Back for our final segment at Smoke Jack Barbecue in Alpharetta. Let's hear it. Oh, honestly, you people have been wonderful. I really did have a nightmare last night that I walked in and there was like 2 people and I was related to them.
Hey, Eric, how are you doing?
And you were naked, too.
And I was naked. I was disgusting them. I was disgusting myself. There was a mirror in the back of the room. This has been completely the opposite. Just an absolute wonderful time. We appreciate the fact that you came out. We hope you enjoyed the show. We only have a couple minutes here. I want to make sure that we do everything we're supposed to do. Number one, let people listening, the people who didn't come out, let's go, the people, these lazy people listening in their cars. We're not going to have a podcast today because we're doing the live thing. We'll do a Q&A from here, right? So no Facebook Live podcast today.
That's correct.
And we'll get back to that on Monday, although Jared will not be here because he's going to be EDM festival guy this weekend. And really, we don't want him there on Monday because I know what that's going to look like.
No, you do not.
Drink a lot of water, Jared.
Especially with 7 Lions coming out on Sunday night.
My fear is that you will be seeing 7 Lions if you walked into WSB.
Roar!
What was that? So, yeah, you rest up on Monday.
That Bundle Podcast is brought to you by...
The Bundle Podcast is brought to you by Mr. Mosquito Control. They're awesome! Go to mrmr.biz. Say goodbye, mosquitoes. Hello, Yard. Is the music playing?
It's
Are we
playing.
Almost done? Hey, Herman Cain will be up next with the 3 big stories you need to know. Have a great weekend. Thank you all for coming out to Smoke Jack Barbecue here in Alpharetta, Georgia. You've been awesome. We'll chat with you on Monday. Get off my lawn!